This is StoryQuest, brand new stories you'll want to hear again and again.
Look, Bittu, don't those humans look cute in their little straw hats? Take a photo, Matti. Tala, the cub's mum, reminds them both of what their Uncle Raj always says to them. You need to be in the moment, not focused on a screen. Right, Mum, says Bittu. Experience magical moments firsthand. Yeah, we know.
Got it. My zoom lens captured those tourists in perfect detail.
Uncle Raj looks triumphant.
Tala and her cubs roll their eyes at Uncle.
But Mom, Uncle Raj always says...
Shh, says Uncle Raj now.
You'll frighten them off.
Vikram, their human driver, cuts the engine.
Raj is right. No sudden movements. Humans are easily spooked. Just let them come to us. That's right. Let them come to us. There are six. No, eight of them.
Tala counts under her breath.
Isn't that unusual?
Uncle Raj tries to sound knowledgeable about humans, when everything he knows about their behavior in the wild, he's learned from holiday programs on TV.
Depends.
Vikram responds, raising his binoculars to study the group more closely.
They are local by the look of it. They've even brought a picnic. We call a group of humans like that a day trip.
A day trip of tourists. Got it.
Uncle Raj notes down the collective noun. The tourists seem oblivious to the tigers, cunningly disguised in heavy coats and wide-brimmed hats. The tigers continue their research trip along the dusty trails.
Bittu spots something and growls.
Grrr!
Shh! Hisses Tala. We don't want to frighten the tourists off, son. I'm not growling at them. Look, langurs, Mom.
Bittu points up at a playful troop of monkeys hanging by their tails from a tree branch above.
They go for anything shiny. I don't want them to get to our rotis wrapped in silver foil.
Bittu's sister giggles.
Always thinking about your tummy, Bittu.
Bittu flashes his fangs at the langurs, adding a departing grrr in case they hadn't got the message. Vikram shakes his head.
Sneaky they might be, but langurs are key to what you're trying to do in Tigeropolis.
How so?
Tala is intrigued. Vikram explains.
You are trying to build a whole experience for the tourists. You don't want to go ta-da and suddenly appear from behind a bush as if by magic. You need to build the tension. Get the humans wondering. Will we get to see a tiger today?
I get it, Matti chimes in. But I don't see where those pesky monkeys come in.
Well, humans love their antics. Swinging about on the branches, chasing each other, they are a great warm-up act. But crucially, they are reliable at giving out alarm calls.
Ha! They could help Bittu get out of bed in the morning.
I mean the calls animals make to warn each other of danger, especially approaching tigers. Langurs can spot a prowling tiger miles away. Just imagine that you're a tourist, in your jeep, an hour into your safari. The sun's up, the heat's building. It's been a while since you saw any animals. All you can hear is the faint drone of insects buzzing.
Suddenly, you hear, "Wook, wook, wook," coming from somewhere far away, high up in the tree canopy. The langurs are warning of danger. Instantly, you're thinking, could there be a tiger nearby?
Raj is scribbling down notes.
Langurs, trees, alarm calls.
They drive on through a small grove of sal trees.
Matti notices some long abandoned houses in the distance and points at them.
What's happening over there?
Ah, glad you asked. It's the forest department's newest idea. They're rewilding some wheat fields, Vikram explains.
Rewilding wheat? Isn't tame wheat better for making naan bread?
Bittu asks innocently.
That's none of your business, Matti laughs.
Vikram takes no notice, but patiently explains that rewilding is actually an important part of park management. Some of the land is very poor, and villagers sometimes struggle to make a living from what they can grow, including where his family had lived. They'd moved out about 5 years ago. Rewilding meant trees and bushes were beginning to grow there again, and in turn, birds and other animals are reappearing. Most of the villagers are now mainly employed looking after the tourists, just like himself.
A win-win. I wonder if that could happen in Tigeropolis.
Just then, a tourist jeep reappeared.
Keep still, everyone, Vikram urges the tigers. The humans are coming right past. Whatever you do, don't look them in the eyes. They might feel challenged.
He needn't have worried. The tourist jeep slides past without so much as a single tourist glancing at the four disguised tigers with the big hats. They're too entranced by something else they've spotted. Their jeep stops right next to an enormous pile of fresh, steaming elephant dung. Why are the humans photographing elephant dung?
Well, Tala, that's another good lesson.
Vikram smiles and waits for the other jeep to drive off.
Those tourists were not just admiring the dung. Humans love useless facts. So I'm pretty sure their guide was telling them that you can make paper from elephant poo. Believe it or not, one elephant produces enough poo each day to make at least 100 sheets of paper.
Yuck!
Yells Matti.
That's gross. And taking recycling a bit too far for me.
Bittu giggles.
No wonder doing homework stinks.
This is a Bell Media production narrated by Ashwika Kapoor, written by R.D. Dijkstra, story editor Angela Sold, supported by the Audio Content Fund.
Thanks for coming on a story quest with us. If you like that story, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you never miss an episode.